This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Drug maker AstraZeneca said on Tuesday it has halted a trial of its coronavirus vaccine because one of the volunteers in the study has had an unexplained illness. In a statement, AstraZeneca said the suspension was part of its standard review process, meant to allow time to review safety data. It said the action is meant to maintain the integrity of the trial process. The AstraZeneca vaccine is one of three coronavirus vaccines in late-stage trials in the United States. An AstraZeneca spokesperson told CNN the illness affected a participant in Britain, but said all of the company's trials of the vaccine globally would be paused. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Tuesday the Republican-led Senate will vote this week on COVID-19 relief legislation after negotiations with Democrats broke off last month. Senate Republicans' $500 billion proposal released Tuesday would fund unemployment insurance, childcare, and coronavirus testing. But the proposal has almost no chance of passing in the Democrat-led House. Congressional Democrats said the vote was political gamesmanship ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. Meanwhile, millions of workers remain unemployed in the United States. Some U.S. employers have called back those who were laid off during mandatory business shutdowns earlier this year. But other hard-hit businesses have been slow to ramp up their operations again or have closed permanently, leaving workers idled or searching for new jobs. Till the end of July, the national government sent an extra $600 a week to unemployed workers. But the Trump administration negotiators and opposition Democrat lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement on how long to extend the federal benefit. This is VOA News. The U.S. has sanctioned two former Lebanese cabinet ministers for allegedly supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon. These sanctions are the latest in a series of U.S. moves against the Iran-supported Shiite group following a devastating explosion in Beirut last month. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement Tuesday that it has blacklisted former Lebanese Transportation Minister Youssef Vignanis and former Finance Minister Ali Hassan Khalil for allegedly providing material and financial support to Hezbollah and engaging in corruption. U.S. officials have warned recently the United States would impose more sanctions on allies of Hezbollah, which the United States considers a terrorist group. India has sent fresh supplies of firefighting chemicals to help battle a fire on a tanker carrying crude oil off Sri Lanka's eastern coast. The New Diamond has been burning since Thursday, and strong winds on Monday reignited a blaze believed to have been extinguished a day earlier. Rescuers and salvage experts have said there's no sign of a leak in the Panama-flagged supertanker, which was carrying 270,000 tons of crude oil and another 1,700 tons of diesel as its fuel. 19 vessels from India and Sri Lanka have been involved in fighting the fire on the New Diamond, which reportedly started after a boiler room explosion that killed a Filipino crew member on Thursday. The remaining 22 crew members were rescued. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Tuesday announced he is tightening rules on social gatherings because of rising coronavirus infection rates, especially among young people. Starting next week, the legal limit on the number of people who can gather together will shrink from 30 to 6. More than 41,500 people have died of coronavirus in Britain. It's the worst death toll for the virus in Europe. The death rate has fallen to its lowest level since mid-March, but the number of cases is increasing, with almost 3,000 daily infections reported recently. China's foreign minister announced Tuesday the start of a global data security initiative outlining principles that should be followed in areas ranging from personal information to espionage. Foreign Minister Wang Yi announced the initiative in a video as part of a conference on international cooperation. The initiative comes as the United States continues to put pressure on China's largest technology companies and tries to convince countries around the world to block them. China's initiative has 8 key points, including not using technology to impair other countries' critical infrastructure or steal data, and making sure service providers don't install backdoors in their products and illegally obtain user data. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.